Our scene opens in Tombstone, Arizona, at the Oriental Hotel. Wyatt Earp has been patiently watching Johnny Tyler deal faro and belittling a group of players for several seconds. Johnny finally looks up and notices Wyatt's presence, and he looks over to him.
Something on your mind?
Yeah, I'd just like to let you know that you're in my chair.
Is that a fact? You run your mouth awful reckless for a man that don't go get healed.
Oh, no need to get healed to get the bulge of a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Johnny stands up to face Wyatt.
Well, gee, mister, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
Tyler reaches for his pistol.
Go ahead. Skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Wyatt backhands Johnny Tyler. Slap! Tyler begins to tear up.
Look, mister, I'm getting tired of your...
Slap! Wyatt backhands Johnny Tyler a second time.
I'm getting about sick of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work.
Slap! Wyatt backhands Johnny Tyler a third time. His mouth begins to bleed.
I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
And scene.
True believers, and welcome to the 87th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beef 15. What were they? Chaos 70 Snoo, and... Oh, what was Sneaky Beat?
I don't know, Stinky Feet?
Stinky Feet. Stinky Pete. Stinky Pete 15, Radian, the Puzzle Warriors. I forgot about Stinky Pete. That one hadn't come up for a while.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, fellow thespians.
Acting, thank you. All right, so this is the end of April's already. It is April 26th through May 3rd, so get your Cinco de Mayo gear ready for next weekend, baby.
Okay.
Party like it's, I don't know, 1890-something, I don't know. I don't have any idea what year Cinco de Mayo actually celebrates. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was a black mohawk. Thursday is a black cage. Friday, blue Rocket Groot. Saturday, purple Spidey. Sunday, red Daredevil. Monday, red She-Hulk. Tuesday, black Deadpool. And Wednesday is black Gamora. On the 5-day four-star crash of the Titans. Since last we spoke, we had Professor X versus a decidedly better Elektra.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had to play that one 3 times. How'd it go for you guys?
I had to play it twice. The first time, she totally crushed me.
Yeah.
She, her power now, her, what is it called? The Ballet of Death or whatever it is, steals purple. So once you get that purple Invis style out there, she destroyed mine and then wouldn't let me make another one and just beat me up. beating on a man in a wheelchair, I swear. But I played it once, she creamed me, and then I played it again, and I got the Invis dial down in the corner real quick, and was able to... It was still a long fight, because she kept walking in the shadows, and
yeah.
But yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, I got uncharacteristically lucky. I just threw him in there to see how things would go. It was kind of like a test fight, and it went as well as I could have hoped. That's plenty of critical matches, plenty of purple... I was invisible the whole time, and I had enough purple in the queue for when she would match my invisible away. I could go invisible immediately, and I got it on the first try.
Wow, nice.
Good deal. Coming up on the 28th is the worst jerk in the world, Scott Summers.
Woo!
Anybody remember who he fights?
No.
It always should be Wolverine, but it's not.
You know, I should always remember to pull that page up, and I never do. I thought it was Ben Grimm, though. Is it Scott Summers?
What's that? Who's next?
Yeah.
He has a Ben Grimm's the next one, right? The one after that.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I think.
You're likely correct. I'm trying to get there and not succeeding.
The website I look at tells me that the 28th is Cyclops and that the 3rd is Ben Grimm.
Okay.
But I don't remember who they fight.
Thing fights Human Torch, I think.
Oh, that sounds familiar. They don't like each other at times, so that's okay.
Right.
Do they ever like each other? They're always going at it.
Well, you know, they're the, you know, brothers who hate each other but will defend each other kind of scenario.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know how much, you know, he's got to get real hot to melt rock. So, you know, I don't think he can really hurt Ben most times.
I don't know. Maybe a supernova.
Yeah, like a champagne supernova in the sky. What a good band for all of a couple months.
They had like three hits. Give them a break.
Yeah, and then, again, like two brothers who can't stand each other.
Right.
They probably blew each other apart and said, yeah, we're not talking to each other ever again. The Gallaghers. Did you find it, Ray?
No. I'm having no luck at all. Please proceed.
All right, Cyclops fights Mole Man. And then...
classic.
Yeah, classic confrontation. So, sure Ray has him champ.
Yes, I do.
I think I have him champ. I'll have to look. It's not a character I ever use because I don't like him.
Oh, you're missing out.
That's what I hear.
He's a delight. Scott, he does it all.
Scott. Oh, I don't have him champ. I have him at a 5.52.
Oh!
So he has not quite, not gotten that 13th cover yet.
Wow.
Yeah, Ian, what do you got him at?
I don't know. 5.23? 5.32? Something like that.
All right, we should all have a good go then.
I do. I've had success in the past, so I'm optimistic.
And then your Ben Grimm's, he's one of my high characters. I have him at 279.
Ooh.
So I don't expect that one to be hard. What do you guys have the thing at?
Yeah, I have him champed somewhere. He's not one of my top ones, I know that. 276.
Some underwhelming level that's not worth mentioning. I've got like 4 green, 1 yellow, and 2 red.
Mm. The red's nice because you get that stun.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes next week and report back.
For sure.
In the Storyland, big news coming up for that later. But right now, you got Prodigal Son churning along in the 7-day style. 16 and 32,000 were Kamala Khan. 56 and 73 got you some Wasp. 106,000 for the top CP. Top 10 folks getting some Ant-Man. And 11 to 50 is Mohawk. And then we'll get to the brand new event, Un Momento, because it is Thanos, the Hands of Fate. The power wheels season. Sunday. Only 4 days left. So if you haven't gotten your 10-pack yet, get to it. If you haven't got your simulator prize yet, double get to it.
Yeah, I haven't started the simulator yet, so I really need to do that.
You better get to it.
Yeah.
I finished mine out, so I got my, it was Hyde, right?
Yeah, that sounds likely.
I have no idea. I didn't even look yet.
Pretty sure it was Hyde. Yeah, it's a blue Hyde. So right now you've got Blind Justice is running, 800 Purple Daredevil, 900 Green Cho, 1200 for the CP, top 5 is Iceman, and 6 to 50 is Doctor Strange. Let's get to all the news that's fit to print. First things first, because it's the first thing, new loading screen! Hooray!
Yay, it's not Mordo.
Woof! Yeah, it's exciting. It's not green. That was nice. But, you know, I like the Mordo cover, but I just saw it way too long. So this new screen was super nice. I like it.
It is cool. You got some new art in there.
Yeah. I thought it was done very well. And then, now I'm going to derail for a minute. Because in other Guardians news, so Doritos is putting out a special Guardians of the Galaxy bag that will play the soundtrack from Guardians of the Galaxy in the bag.
What?
What?
Yeah. So apparently starting tomorrow, you're going to be able to go to Amazon.com/Doritos to buy this here bag.
Nope. Keep going.
Oh, okay. But it looks like it's got a tape deck in the front, and, you know, it plays the songs. It plays the songs that make the whole world sing.
Do I get to eat the chips inside?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's chips, but it didn't actually say there were chips.
What do I do with the bag when I'm done?
You listen to it again.
How much am I paying for this bag?
I don't know. I didn't find that.
Is it made of the same material that a normal chip bag is made of, or is
it
made of some sort of cloth?
I don't know, man. It says a Doritos bag.
There's too many questions. How could you come at me with a story like
plays
this?
Plays the entire Guardians 2 soundtrack in
that
it.
Is an absurd promotion. I don't approve.
In cross-promotion, Doritos will be selling limited edition bags of its chips that include a high-tech bonus. Each bag will contain a built-in music player that comes preloaded with the entire Guardians 2 soundtrack. This isn't a joke. The Doritos bag plays actual music. Its retro-inspired cassette deck has a headphone jack, which you can plug into your listening device of choice, and you get treated to, like, a bunch of songs.
Fleetwood Mac, George
Cat
Harrison.
Stevens, Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So Fleetwood
Mac. Does it come in all flavors? Or is it just nacho cheese?
It doesn't say. The bag that they're picturing is the nacho cheese.
Mm.
But check that out tomorrow. Amazon.com/Doritos. Doritos, not a sponsor. But they could be. Back when I ate cheese, I loved Doritos. They were delicious.
So your aversion to dairy is so severe that what they put on Doritos would count as cheese in your world?
Yes.
That is horrible.
What's sad
and inspiring.
Is the super stuff that's only like pseudo cheese also causes me problems. Like the handy snack cheese, that's not really cheese.
No.
I can't eat those anymore. And one of my favorite foods growing up was spray cheese.
Yeah.
Man, did I love spray cheese. Like just
of
that.
You strike me as a spray cheese kind
of
kid.
Cans of that on crackers. Can't eat that anymore.
Dude, your life is barely worth living at this point.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I've had cheese. It's got to be, I don't know, when did I go to the hospital the last time I had ice cream? That was, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah, I would have said 8, but that's, I could go
further. This was you were with someone previous to your wife, so.
Oh, yeah, that now we're talking 10 to 12 years.
Right, because the two of you came to visit me in the hospital.
That's nice of me.
Yeah. But that was the last time I had ice cream, and I hadn't had cheese for some time before that.
Huh. Yeah, that is. I mean, I'm not too, like it's a bummer. But, you know, again, like I said, I've known you for a long time, and you were culinarily dead inside anyway.
That's true. It's a true story.
So the fact that you're limited to the three things you were going to eat anyway, what are you going to do? But wow, Doritos. That's a shocker.
Yeah, but man, I miss
even Cool Ranch.
Oh, right.
Not that
ranch
you should
gross.
Eat Cool Ranch Doritos. They are gross. Super gross.
Yeah, see, I love those.
Yeah.
I don't even like to smell them.
Mm.
So does that mean you've never known a Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell?
Yes, on many levels. One, have you met me? I don't eat tacos.
It's just like grade F ground beef on
with
a Dorito.
Cheese?
Oh, cheese. I forgot that. I could get it without cheese.
I suppose you could. But, you know, I eat, you know, kids-level American food. If it's not fried chicken or beef or, well, all right, lots of red meats. I like lots of red meats. If it's a cow, I'll probably, you know, some kind of animal can probably be shot and cooked. So that's probably okay, but.
If it can be, if it get grown or harvested from said animal, it's right out.
Yeah. Man, any case, let's move on and talk about puzzle
questions. I don't even know what's happening. Oh, yeah, the new movie.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
It's a loading screen now.
So yeah. before you go on, though, Desert Tortoise did confirm Cyclops fights Hulkbuster. So there you go.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure we're right about Johnny Storm being the other.
Johnny Fairplay?
Yeah. But Grinch McScrooge also says...
Dude, Grandma's dead, dude.
Grinch McScrooge said that you couldn't fill a thimble with the things that Ian approves of. And UNC Samurai followed up with a, we need a Venn diagram of things Ian disapproves of and things Ian thinks are dope.
That's right. Donkey Thief just elaborated and said that, but that's just two unconnected circles.
No way, there's got to be things in between.
That you think are both disapprove of and dope?
Yeah, there's got to be.
That's dope, but okay. I don't approve.
Right. I can recognize the awesomeness of something and still be opposed to it. Like, I do have some objectivity.
All right.
That could definitely be a Venn diagram.
All right. Before we get to all the big stuff, let's just hit the patch 125 notes.
Do it.
One thing is, and this I'm kind of sad about, actually. Countdown tiles no longer deal that 1 point of damage when they go off. Because, man, that was fun and exploitable. Multi-window mode has been disabled on Android things to prevent display issues when using multi-window mode.
Yeah, so we actually had a listener comment. I want to bring that up now because it was an email straight to us from Drew that said, what was multi-window mode?
Yeah.
Turns out that's a somewhat new feature on Android. I don't have Android, so I'm just going off the internet, what it tells me. You turn your phone sideways, and now you can get two windows, one on the left, one on the right. And you
can
have
two apps.
Oh my
God, do I want to make those matches even smaller?
Right.
Oh dear God, why?
It looks awful to me, but whatever.
Man, I have a hard time making matches on an iPad. My fingers are, you know, sometimes do the wrong thing.
Before we go any further, that is one thing that is definitely in the overlap. The internet. The internet is unbelievably dope, and I do not approve of the internet one bit.
Okay. That's funny.
Good call.
All right. Other things. Players that are the highest shield rank will no longer see XP game notifications since they cannot gain XP.
Yeah, that's just taunting, rubbing salt in the wound there.
Players should no longer have difficulty selecting missions at the top of the screen on the Steam version of the game. It says version.
It does.
Ian, have you had this problem? All right, let's go. No. All right.
Yeah, that would require playing more.
All right. The amount of points that a mission is worth is no longer hidden when a mission is worth zero.
Okay.
All right. Each iteration of good old Buddy Cliff, his full quiver, can now be seen in the character information screen. I believe that is only for 5-star Cliff. I don't think they've done it for 3-star Cliff.
Right. That was a good try, though, Ray.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Something about shooting a poison arrow.
Oh, sorry. I kept forgetting that one.
It's not too late. You can go back.
Yeah, it's okay. Can you go back? No. Now is now. The animation is correctly seen for new characters. The first time a power with multiple effects, for example, Cloak and Dagger, is activated. I didn't realize the animation was not being correctly seen, so there you go. And Peggy, her legendary presence power now correctly increases the cost of the Hulk Bruce Banner when he has transformed.
Ooh.
So apparently she wasn't affecting him when he can then get his green smash off. So there you go.
Yeah.
Loads of changes in 125. Coming up tomorrow, kids, is a brand new event, Thanos Boss Event, Come and Get Me, starting Thursday, April 27th, and concluding on Sunday, April 30th. Loads of stuff here. Top reward. Oh, these must be the nodes?
Yeah, like a pin reward for fighting the boss.
Yeah, so there's some command points thrown in there and some ISO. For the Alliance rewards, here's where the meat of this stuff gets going. Round one, you get a Come and Get Me token. Round two, you get a yellow Star-Lord Peter Quill. At level three, you get a purple of same guy. At level four, you get the green of the same guy. That's the brand new 3-star-y Star-Lord, I believe.
Yeah, because the regular one does not have green.
Yeah. Level 5, you get Nova Black. 6 is Yellow Nova. 7 is Red Nova. And if you finish out Round 8, you get a Guardians Volume 2, obviously Legendary Token.
Sweet.
And individual lands, things that are semi-important, 152,800. You get a Astonishing X-Men Wolverine Green. 264 gets you a Event Token. 395.5 is a Rocket and Groot. 710,000 is another Rocket and Groot. 969 is a Come and Get Me event token. And 1.2 million is the obviously legendary token.
I know we discussed this, but I swear this is not new. I swear this happened over Christmas. This event seems so partially in my mind. But I was on the road and I was visiting family and I barely contributed, but I remember getting all the rewards because I barely got, like, the minimal progression rewards by the time the Alliance had finished the whole event. Because you got that last token would let you to a special vault that gave you a better chance of getting a 5-star Thanos.
I don't think that was the same event, though. Because let me tell you about how it works.
Sure.
So, go ahead, Ray.
I was just saying, Desert Tortoise on Discord said this is not what happened over Christmas. There was a 5-star Thanos that you fought, but it was not a boss event. Well, not like this.
So
wasn't an Alliance event?
I don't know. That was Christmas, dude. I can barely remember last week.
I know.
It's so long. Desert Tortoise says no. It was Galactus, and it was a Galactus event that got you Thanos.
Oh, okay.
And he had a Daily Deadpool thing where you fought 5-star Thanos with a 4-star or a 3-star.
I remember that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
So hold on. So here's the what the deal is with this guy.
Okay.
So the Thanos you are fighting, A, doesn't make matches. However, he does have 3 powers. So he's got a black passive. If there isn't already one on the board, create a 2-turn gauntlet tile that charges and destroys an entire row.
Wow.
Dealing massive damage and gaining triple AP. This gauntlet tile cannot be matched away and does not fall. So you have to get rid of it by, you know, a big match somewhere or something else.
Wait, what?
You can't
hit me
match
one more it. Time with that. Okay. So how do I get rid of it again?
You'd have to make like a match four or something and...
Oh, shoot the line across and hope that it blows it up.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can destroy it. Can you destroy it with like a power like, you know, storms? Randomly.
Well, yeah, can Cap throw a shield at it?
What? I would assume Cap can throw a shield at it.
And if he can throw
any power that does, you know, a lot of board shake would probably get rid of it. And it doesn't fall.
If Cap can throw a shield at it, then Star-Lord can put a bomb on it or whatever that's called.
That's true.
His purple.
Right.
That's called Infinity Gauntlet. His second power is an infinite power for 8 purple. This will let him create a purple countdown tile. It's 3 turns in rounds 1 through 6, and 4 turns in rounds 7 and 8. So that's interesting that it takes longer in the higher rounds. When this is on the board, he's doing 15% extra damage, and no tiles may be destroyed or changed except by Thanos himself.
But tiles can still be matched away.
Yes. So now you can't just blow up the board.
Right.
Right.
To get rid of that gauntlet. So that's not good.
Right.
And then his green passive is called Infinity Gems. A, makes him immune to stunned and airborne. At the beginning of each battle, place one of each Infinity Gem on the board. Destroying the gem gives you the following effect. Time Gem, create a random duplicate non-purple Infinity Gem. Mind Gem, generate 30 AP of a random color.
Whoa.
Reality Gem, give a burst of healing to your entire team, restoring them to full health. Power Gem, deal a massive amount of damage to Thanos, a little more than a third of his max health. Space Gem, create 2 critical tiles. Soul Gem, destroy all green, dealing damage but don't generate AP. So, those gems seem like, you know, they could very well be the key to winning this in late rounds. Is how lucky you get, like, if you could get the Time Gem to then give you 2 of the Power Gems, you know, there's 2/3 of the damage you need to kill Thanos right there. I think this will be fun to play. It looks very interesting. So you get the chance to get the new 3-star Star-Lord. We'll talk about him later. And then in the Volume 2, obviously, cover store, there's a 10% chance of the brand new Star-Lord, 90% chance at the latest 4 stars, and you can buy tokens for 25 command points each. There will also be a limited Star-Lord vault of 40 things, one of these legendary, obviously legendary tokens, 1 random 4-star, 1 of each color for the new 3-star Star-Lord, and a bunch of heroic tokens and ISO and such.
Cool.
People powered up are going to be our buddy Cliff, Back in Black, and Old Man Meatbag. 4-star land, it's Ant-Man, Drax, Star-Lord, and X-Force Wolvie. 3-star Gamora, Rocket and Groot, and Spider-Man, and Patch. And then God knows why you'd pull 1 and 2 stars into this fight, but if you got to, it's Hawkeye, Bagman, and 2-star Wolvie, and then 1-star Hawkeye, and 1-star Spider-Man.
Nice.
Man, I really just want to use Bagman now, just because.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Boo.
Well, you go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Never mind. You're in my alliance. I need you to get punked.
So anyway, it sounds like it's going to be a fun and interesting new challenge.
I'm really curious now. Do you think Bagman's powers are going to somehow be special? Like somehow his powers are going to be like this weird winning combination?
Well, doesn't he have the increased countdown tiles?
I don't know what he has. Move things. He's useless. I ignore him until he's the last guy.
But I'm just saying you can make that Infinity Gauntlet tile have a much higher countdown number, and you can move matches to make, you know, to make a match.
I didn't think you wanted that countdown tile on the board. Why would you want to increase its countdown?
Because when it goes off, you're doomed.
Really? I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, I thought it being there prevented you from matching away the other one that blows up and gives him triple AP.
The blow up one.
Oh, the blow up one. That's not the Infinity Gauntlet tile, is it?
Yeah, it's called Infinity Gauntlet. It's a 2 turn countdown gauntlet tile.
Right. Okay. Communication error.
There are too many infinities on here.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. So you don't want to increase the Infinity Power, the purple one, but you do want to increase the 2-turn Infinity Gauntlet. Got it.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So since I've just read this for the first time right now, I will have to give it some thought as to what characters I want to use in this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like I've spent the last quite a bit, you know, of time chiseling away at my pile of apathy. So I think I'll be able to really try to bring at least my A- game to this event. It sounds like there's a lot going on and I feel so much better. Who is listening and told us about what happened over Christmas? Because as soon as they did, I was like, you're right, it was Galactus Hungers, and it's all coming back to me. My brain is still viable.
That was the good old Desert Tortoise.
Yes.
Thanks, Desert Tortoise.
Who right now, however, needs to be shot in the face.
Uh-oh.
Because he's recommending
that is dramatic and unnecessary.
Yeah, but nope, he wants to use Gwenpool for this event. And
That's fine. Maybe she's good for this event.
She's good for
nothing. She destroys Rose and Column. She'd be fantastic.
I don't care what she does.
I agree with... Again, boom, right in the middle of the Venn diagram.
I suppose that's true.
I recognize her dopeness, but I don't approve in any way.
This is fantastic. I gotta give you
that
one.
That's a good. That's good. All right, fine.
Man, face shooting. Yes, that escalated quickly.
So an obvious one though is, we already mentioned him. Star-Lord looks to be extremely useful in this. Being able to use his powers purple to destroy or to just blank out tiles, that sounds like it's going to be very useful.
I enjoy Star-Lord anyway. So.
And he's boosted.
Right.
And he's just good.
I could only assume that Thanos' natural enemies, the Guardians of the Galaxy, would be boosted and useful in this fight.
All right. So let's talk. Speaking of Star-Lord, let's talk about all the Star-Lords because, man, now we have way too many of them.
No way.
Yeah.
We need one more.
I'm still going to be in the unpopular train and be like, I'm really done with this 3 and 5 star thing. Stop.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
It's all 4 times that it's happened. Crippling.
Once was cute. Anything more was too many.
No.
All right. So you got to get a 5 star and a 3 star Star Lord that are identical power wise, just of different levels.
Right.
So the first thing he's got is called Something Good. Something tells me I'm into something good. For 10 yellow, he converts tiles of the enemy's strongest color into green charged tiles. If one of Star-Lord's teammates has less than 50% health, he burst heals them. Difference between 3-star and 5-star is the amount the power boost heals. The 3-star obviously heals less than the 5-star.
No.
Yeah.
You don't say.
The next power is called Something Bad. It costs 8 purple. Star-Lord steals random enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. If there aren't any of those, he steals random AP instead. That's really nice for... So he's still useful against characters who don't make special tiles. I'm down with that. I like that. The difference between 3-star and 5-star is the amount of tiles / AP that is stolen. And then his third power is called Bit of Both for 12 green. This destroys... This is crazy. 3 random columns of tiles.
Whoa.
Leaving behind any friendly tiles.
Nice.
And dealing damage to the enemy team. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP or deal damage. So this is cool, though. So if you're using people who cover the board with special tiles, he doesn't get rid of them. That's very kind of him.
I agree.
So it's interesting, this power setup. I think this is going to be yet another person I'm really going to have to play a few times to figure out how I want to do this.
Yeah, definitely.
But I really like this blowing up three columns things. That's a lot of blowing up.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem is if you've got a ton of tiles out there, it might cause you to match some of your specials, but that seems extremely rare, so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're then going to get cascades, and some of those special tiles may go away that way. But I don't know. Looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, he looks good.
They recommend you team him up with She-Thor or...
The Goddess of Thunder.
Uh-huh. Or Cyclops. Or Amadeus Cho. Or maybe some Danny Rand. Hyde style. Or Cliff. All right, apparently they recommend everybody. I don't know.
You can't go wrong with Star-Lord.
Then also hidden in this little article is the fact that they're slipping in 2 more characters. So you got 4 characters coming your way. The other 2 will come out and give you a short break, though. So next, after the Star-Lords, you will have Baby Groot as a 4-star.
Well, is he still paired up with Cantankerous Adult Rocket?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And then there will also be a brand new Gamora.
Oh, good.
As another 4-star.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I solidly approve. That is a much better plan than adding Nebula or Yondu or any other fringe character to the mix.
I'm not quite sure I agree with that because I still vote for the villains, really would like to see Nebula. I think that would be cool, but I have no idea what her powers would be. It's probably a difficult choice, so I'm perfectly okay with their selections, but I would also like to see Nebula.
So, yeah, loads of new characters, new events coming your way tomorrow. I think that's all the news that's fit to print.
Not quite.
Oh.
I have some news.
Tell me more.
It's mostly for you, though.
All right.
I have, in my constant rediscovery of these guys, I have discovered two more songs that I love. Turns out, both Foreigner songs.
Okay, tell me more.
I did not know that that they sang I Want to Know What Love Is.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah, that's Foreigner. I did not. I was not. Me. And I didn't know they sang Waiting for a Girl Like You.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
Also Foreigner.
To come
I mean,
into
I've been
life.
Selling them ever since I found out they
I've
sang Jukebox Hero.
For someone new. Yeah, Foreigner is sad for the fact that they're, you know, a sad-looking couple of guys. They really had a lot of good songs.
They have a ton of hits, but again, the only ones that they wrote in my head were, you know, from their earlier albums, Double Vision, Cold as Ice, Feels Like the First Time, Hot Blooded, Head Games, Dirty White Boy, that sort of thing. When I found out that they continued to write music into the 80s, I was like, they did? And boom, there was like three or four more hits. I was like, I'll
Dirty
be good for them.
Boy. Dirty White Boy. White Boy. Man, just think of all the powers of Foreigner you could conjure up.
I know.
All right, Ray. Hit me up with a mailbag brought to me by... Ray.
I don't remember.
Oh! Epic
you didn't,
fail!
You didn't tell me I needed to remember this.
Boo!
Oh,
earned,
my
Ray.
Mailman, Willie Lumpkin.
Thank you.
So, again, hey, Ray. Listener comments brought to you by
Willie Lumpkin.
All right. Look at old Willie Lumpkin.
I'm going to have to make a note of that.
Mailman extraordinaire.
I will put it in the script for next week.
This is all new.
I was surprised.
Yeah, and that's okay. In your defense, Craig totally missed the shoot a poison arrow earlier. And he missed Goddess of Thunder.
No, I didn't miss
sad.
It.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it.
Wouldn't say I've been missing it.
So we got a note from a longtime listener. He says he got bored on the way home from work today and decided to restart the podcast from episode one.
Oh, my.
Wow. He said, what an interesting time capsule. Everyone was excited about their three-star characters from the Daily Deadpool.
That's true.
Getting Rage of the Panther to 5 was a top priority on the short-term goals.
True. True story, too.
Yeah. We were worried about the Daily Deadpool making 3-star characters too accessible and turning the game into a 4-star game.
Happened.
Pretty accurate on that one. Ian was excited about playing and gave at least 20% of a crap. It was fun to hear him jazzed about events and characters. So he says it's fun to go back and look at the game like just before he started playing. Fun to see how much has changed in the last year and a half. And he hopes we still enjoy making the podcast, which I think it's obvious that we kind of do.
Yeah,
we do.
Podcast, good times.
From Joe.
Good times, great oldies.
Joe asks, what concert did you go to?
Oh, her name is Sarah Jarose. She sings a folksy singer-songwriter type music.
There you go. And he also asked, what is your favorite birthday dinner? I need follow-up.
Oh, it is a 6-ounce filet mignon.
Ooh.
A pound of broiled sea scallops and a side of asparagus.
Wow, a pound of scallops.
They go down real easy.
It's your birthday. You get to splurge.
Yeah, so that's what it was. And then for dessert, I get our local Wegmans makes tiramisu for two, and I get to eat that by myself.
Wow.
Nice.
Yep.
Back to the game. Chloe said that full covers for Agent Venom. She said that he was better when he's fully covered. In contrast to someone like Moon Knight, who is at low covers is still pretty decent. So just wanted to clarify. I think we kind of clarified, but
yeah.
She put it. So.
Right. Fair.
Tater Cat said that he made the mistake of going
Tater
to
Cat,
the website
Tater
this
Cat.
Week.
What are they feeding you? Tater Cat. Tater Cat.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not your fault.
It's, I only know what that is because my wife has been treating me to an 8-season nonstop Friends bender.
Nice!
Yeah, it's by far
gold.
Her favorite television. It is gold. It really, when I like to go back and watch Friends and see how much material How I Met Your Mother stole from that show.
Sure, yeah.
It's dizzying.
However, that show, also gold.
Yeah, they're both good shows. Yeah. Well-written, well-acted, good cast. Anyway, that song was from Friends.
Okay.
That is Phoebe's song.
Phoebe that would Buffay. Also make reason as to why I have no clue what it was, but okay. Mm.
Yep, Smelly Cat. It was her big hit.
So he says he made the mistake of going to the webpage this week instead of iTunes like he normally does, and now he's officially off the Bring Dazzler to the Game train.
What?
Because oh, he saw that picture?
Because he saw Craig's cosplay.
Oh!
That is the sound I hear you making when I see that picture.
I'm Dazzler.
Oh, man.
Jeff Gaskadian says that he appreciates the extra effort, Ian, that you put in to do the last week's show. Thank you very much.
Sweet. No problem.
He says that he loves Thunder Bumper, and that should definitely be put in our lexicon.
That was an accident, but, you know, it was still fun.
So if there's a fender bender, but it's a little worse than that, then it's right. A thunder bumper?
A thunder bumper.
Okay. Speaking of things that go way beyond thunder bumpers, I know nobody cares about this, but one of the guys who was one of the bachelors just totally killed someone yesterday.
I saw that.
He was apparently drunk driving in his home state, plowed into the back of a guy driving like a farm tractor, shoved that guy into a ditch and killed him, and then left the scene. So bad times.
Somehow they knew it was him?
Somehow they were able to look at his car and figure out that it was his car that, like, he left on foot. Like,
oh.
he threw his ID down on the front seat.
It was literally a hit
and
run.
I think he hit this tractor so hard that his car was probably unusable. Could you imagine how hard you have to hit, like, a tractor to throw it into a ditch? I'm thinking pretty hard.
That depends on the tractor.
I suppose that's true, but this was a John Deere, Ray. This was American.
Well, it depends on the type of tractor, is all I mean.
Yeah, I agree. But
they're all heavy.
Obviously the guy's, you know, no seatbelt or anything. He's just sitting up there on this tractor. So I think he probably just instantly probably got thrown off, you know, the device.
Sad story.
Yeah, but apparently this guy has a history of drunk driving and things, but apparently those are not felonies in that state. They're all, like, misdemeanors. So
wow.
Maybe this time, though, now that he's killed someone... Maybe they'll do something about this.
Wow.
He's yet to be seen. He is a celebrity, so he will likely get away with it.
Right. Yeah. Hey, on with the mailbag.
Yeah, get on with it already.
Jeff
before
also...
you do, that word celebrity had air quotes on it. So before anybody gives me any crap, when I called him a celebrity, I made air quotes that you couldn't see.
But Ian, he was Prince Farming.
What?
His nickname on the show was Prince Farming.
Oh. Because
he was a farmer.
Right.
And he was the bachelor. He was Prince Farming.
Right. I get it. It's a pun.
I mean, in sad news that, you know, I admit to, I love The Bachelor.
That is real sad.
It is a show for chicks, and I love that show.
No, see, you would have had me at I watch The Bachelor. I'd have been like, all right, you do. I believe you. But the fact that you love it really bums me out.
Man, it is. Man, I love fake drama reality shows. They're the best.
I know.
I can't stand it when there's a commercial for it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyway, hey, Jeff also said this is his third anniversary in the game this week.
Wow.
And he is getting in his resupply is that he's got a yellow Old Man Logan coming up.
Whoa.
In the daily resupply.
Wow.
That's exciting.
It is. I don't know what day that is, but I don't have a yellow yet.
I'm assuming that is 3 times 365.
Right, but I don't think it's straight on that day, but he said it was this week, so maybe it is, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's exciting. I no longer know what that power does, but that's still pretty exciting.
It does slightly less than it did before.
Okay. Sure it doesn't do significantly less than it did before?
Depends how much you care.
Okay, well, again, there are varying levels of that.
Yeah.
He also said that he enjoyed Craig's appearance on Longbox Heroes and After Dark.
Hey, thanks.
He said that he's not into wrestling, so that wasn't all that interesting. But he also, and I can't do anything about this, he strongly disagrees with you about Donna Noble.
Oh, come on!
I know.
I know several people who quit watching Doctor Who because of her existence.
I don't know about several. I specifically know one.
Two. He took his wife with him.
Oh, well, sure.
Man, I hate Donna Noble.
So I'm thinking maybe it's because she reminds me of someone in real life, and I hate that person ridiculously. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But in any case.
Man, I really want to be on one side or the other of this controversy, but yeah. I just can't.
Perrin Diek said that he had no idea that those cookies were called peanut butter blossoms. Neither did I.
Yeah, neither did I. I still, so that's a suspicious name.
It's not. No. That's the name.
No.
He also put in a whole bunch of Guardian of the Galaxy character ideas, which I was going to talk about, but too late. Because now we already know. And he did, I don't know, but apparently we mentioned Diablo last time, but he said Diablo 2 Necromancer for the win. Couldn't agree more.
Sure. I can't argue with that. I played boatloads and boatloads of Necromancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely the
best.
Who
was not for the win? Stupid druid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Planting the dead?
How odd.
Arcane Pozar. He said he has had no time to sit down and post. He listens in his car, so he can't. He can't really do that, but he has been going back through them again, and he's up to episode 42. So, and he has a whole bunch of comments, and I thought they were, it'll take me a little bit, but I thought they were funny. First, a technical issue. He could not get episode 40. It wouldn't download. It wouldn't play on, what did he say? He was following the link to hit play, nothing would happen, and the download episode wouldn't work. That is because someone in China decided that they wanted to download it a couple million times, and they were eating up our bandwidth like crazy, and I had to make that particular episode not downloadable. I might try turning it on again and see what happens, but...
We were getting denial of service for that one episode?
For the one episode, yeah.
Well, that's awfully strange.
Thousands upon thousands of downloads, yeah. So I don't have any idea what the deal was. I think that's the one where Perrin Diek was on. I don't think he's from China.
And something weird on the Discord, Donkey Teeth is now speaking in emoji.
I don't know what that means.
Apparently he also watched this week's Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. I did see that.
Well, he put down that he hearts peanuts and a flower for, you know, peanut butter blossoms.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm too old for that, apparently. I can't get emoji talk. Anyway, second, you guys continue to amuse the heck out of me and often my wife with your awesome references. I wish I could keep track of them all, but he would have enough to fill a book at this point.
If someone wants to write a book about us, that would be something. You will probably make more money selling that than we actually do doing this show.
C, he says, I'm hoping for Nebula or Yondu.
Well, keep one.
Delta, he says, I also just got a House Party Protocol, getting his Iron Man to 241. Point number five, he says, 1 million ISO? Seriously? Do you have 4 stars all champed? No, I do not have 4 stars champed. I just got a point where I'm waiting on getting all the right covers. Sace, Purple Star-Lord and Blue Nick Fury covers rain down for him as well.
Did you just go from letters to numbers?
Yeah, you picking up on that?
Okay.
I went from C to point five to Sace.
Okay.
So he is also, he's glad he's also not the only one getting Purple Star-Lords. Eight, which is spelled A-T-E, he says that he thinks he knows what the last clue was, but he did not get it from the line until the owl was mentioned. Then he knew what we were talking about. And bonus point, Felicia Day is awesome. He says that wearing his Captain Hammer t-shirt.
Cool. I have a double bonus point for the Arcane Poser, or Posar, as it is in some circles. So the other day, I was accidentally reading the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, and I stumbled onto a post by the Arcane Posar. It was, and I've never read comments, I never read posts, I never read news about the game. I have just in my own world. But I had some time, and I was like, yeah, click on it, see what happens. It was by far one of the most well-composed, well-thought-out, well-delivered posts I've read in a long time.
Wow.
It was absolutely spectacular. It was very fair and calm and even-handed. And even when he was challenged by other Redditors with ridiculous hypothetical situations, just obstinance, he was like, well, thank you for your input. Here's what I think. Here are some ways that you were valid. Here's some ways I can validate what you've said. But here's also some ways I think we can improve on what you may have just thought. And I just wanted to say how impressed and motivated I was by his little online speech, as it were.
Nice. Well, in return, one of his postscripts, he says that he really likes the way we maintain our composure and level head about the changes that aren't popular. So,
oh, right.
Right back at you.
Yeah. It was about that very subject.
Mm.
He is the one that brought to light for me all of the things that the developers have done that he feels positively in the game over the last, you know, several years.
Oh, yeah.
And like us and like him, there are so many. It's going to take a lot more. But he was baffled how all this good instantly negated by changing Old Man Logan.
Yep.
Everything goes out the window. Everybody at D3 and Demiurge are nothing but lying scumbag cheaters who are out to get us and just want our money. Everything they've ever done, garbage because of this nerf. The only thing worse than this nerf, vaulting. Vaulting means they should be killed.
Yeah, but I mean, you forget how bad it was to get ISO previously. Now ISO, while you still have to kind of know, work at it.
How cool championing was, yeah. How good bonus heroes are,
yeah.
how often, you know, the amount of bug fixes and character rebalances, and, you know, even as far back as when they added team-up tiles instead of those stupid environmental tiles. They were terrible.
that was pre-me.
It's such a better game than it was at its conception, and continues, I think, to evolve in the right direction. And if you would like to read more in a much more eloquent and composed manner, by all means, look up his post. It's top-notch.
Hey, also that he posted, he followed up with another post. What is the one cover that everyone really wants? Like, one cover. If you could have one cover right now, what would it be?
Black five-star Thanos?
That makes sense?
Oh, you know what? If I could only have one cover right now, it would be any color of Black Widow 5-star. Any color. I don't care which one. Because she's the only character I don't have.
Collect them all is more important than anything else. Okay.
Yes.
I want the other guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would also need to, you know, look through my roster and see if there's anybody that I'm overlooking. Like, hey, maybe I've got someone at, you know, 5-5-2. If I was in that situation, it would probably be that. But, I haven't started up my game just yet. We're not at that segment of the show.
Mm. Second question was, are we going to make our own character, make your own character event at any point? Possibly. Now that you brought it up again, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the idea of make your own character. What character would you like to see in the game? What powers should they have, etc.?
Right.
We did that a while back and it was fun.
We did. But I feel like new characters are coming out at such a pace.
Yeah, it's right. Hard to keep up, man.
That it would be hard for us to keep up, but we can definitely brainstorm some other potentially fun event to get the listeners more directly involved in the show.
Finally, to borrow a question that he saw on Reddit a week or two ago, if you could have characters from any other franchise come into this game, what would they be?
Speed Racer.
Wow, okay. He said he would love some Dresden Files.
Yeah! Man, I love this guy! I would have never thought of that, and that is one of my favorite book series. Boy, is it good. I can't wait to read the new one. But yeah, that would be... Man.
Do you have anything...
There's a freaking romance going on here.
Totally. I got a new guy crush.
True romance. True romance.
So while you're thinking, I think
tell
mine
me
would
what's
be...
the
word,
a word of.
And this is from any... this was any franchise. I would have to pick The Watchmen. I'm a huge fan of The Watchmen.
Yep, sorry, Ray. All they're right. Owned by DC.
Are they? I didn't think they were.
They are. They're actually being, at this moment, completely integrated into the mainstream DC universe. The okay. Watchmen universe will be part of the DC universe.
Well, there you go. Then I like a DC comic. I never thought I did, but I really like The Watchmen.
There you go. That's fine. Now that I know how divisive it is, I feel like I should say Doctor Who, but I don't watch or know anything about Doctor Who. Mm. So I would say... I don't know. I'd really have to think on this one. I don't want to just throw it in all willy-nilly. It'd be tough between The Tick and Star Wars.
Ooh.
Yeah, those would be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, so Ian, so you and C. Samurai said that we need to have a podcast where someone picks really bad TV shows to see if I like them. But this is not a thread, because I've always had this dream that someday I will win the lottery, and then Ian and I will host a radio show on the actual radio, because I'll be able to afford to buy radio time.
Right.
Because I want us to have a show that's like, things that don't suck with Ray and Craig, or Ian and Craig. Now I throw Ray into it.
Man, I've already gotten kicked off my own show.
Yeah, sorry. And it's just to sit and talk about stuff that we think is good. That's it. That's all I want to do.
That sounds like a good portion. You know, that sounds like a good portion of this show.
I know, but this could be, you know, one day it could be about beer, the next day, you know, it could be whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I want to have call-ins, and then we'll tell people why they're wrong, and why that thing that they like, why it sucks.
Wow.
Like, so I want it to be a call-in show, like, that's my dream.
Yeah, that's you should take Ray. You should kick me off my own show.
Right.
I will do my best to support you in any way that I can.
No, but
I have...
you have radio experience, so you know.
I will recognize a solid 20% of the shows mentioned.
I do, and I would be into that. I feel like, contrary to what it may sound like most of the time, I feel like I've mellowed out a lot over the last 10 or so years.
That's true.
Now all this baby having, now I'm like super chill. Can't tell people what they like is stupid. Unless it's Gwenpool.
Hey, last comment is actually a two-part question.
All right.
Shard Attack asks, what character teams are you planning to use to take down Thanos?
I don't know.
We kind of already discussed that as much as we could until we actually go against him a couple times. So, yeah, sorry, but Star-Lord? And finally, he was curious about our thoughts, off topic. Our thoughts on the book or show The Expanse.
Good show.
Have you watched it, Ian?
I haven't. I don't even know what it is. Is it a sci-fi program?
It is.
It is, yeah.
I feel like it's come highly recommended by my father-in-law. Unfortunately, he likes every single show that sci-fi has ever put out.
Right.
So that, but he especially likes The Expanse. I mean, he is passionate about it.
Last season it was on some other network.
Oh,
like it
really?
Was on some, season one was on some network, and if I remember right, then it moved to sci-fi, and like sci-fi saved it.
I don't remember that at all. I thought it was always on sci-fi.
Can I watch it on Hulu?
I don't know. I don't have the Hulus.
I'll investigate when I get home.
And then I heard that it just got renewed for season three.
So I will give an alternative answer. I watched three shows and stopped.
Hmm.
Here's the good things about it. The realism, I mean, as much as you can get for sci-fi. It's less hokey than most every sci-fi show. The realism, what they put into, like, what they need to do to travel through space, it's not just a fantasy, well, I hit the hyperspace button, okay, now I'm at Earth. You know, it's a lot more dirty realism. The moment the guy with the fedora showed up, I completely lost interest. I really didn't like that character. I hated his hat, and I just... Oh, and the woman on Earth, she annoys me incredibly. So,
The president of Mars or whatever she is?
I don't remember. It's been a while. But yeah. I will probably give it another go at some point, because these are very minor issues that I have.
I don't know. That hat sounds pretty offensive.
Yeah. There you go. There's my negative take on it.
All right.
I'll look into it, and I'll give you more feedback, hopefully by next week. If not, give me at least 2 weeks.
All right. That's all that's in the mailbag.
Delivered by Willie Lumpkin. All right, Ian, now what time is it?
Holy smokes, is it time for the featured character?
No, hold on. As a disclaimer, my clue was awesome and Ian dropped the ball on it, but
now,
we have now fixed it.
Yeah, as a re-disclaimer, the clue was an awesome quote from an even more awesome movie. However, it was a terrible clue.
It was an awesome clue.
It was a terrible clue.
It was not. He is given the magic shield for one purpose, to go fight Medusa.
That was not contained in the clue at all. The clue
that
clearly
is why
said,
guard well the shield for one day. It will
guard well this shield. Who guards well shield? Has to be Agent Coulson.
Wrong, I say. It was about the fact that you're using the shield to protect yourself from Medusa. Just tell me about Medusa.
Right. Is there something that's proof against her blood?
No. It's very acidic.
Very, very deadly poison, yeah. But he touched the eye, so he was okay. His red cloak is proof against the blood.
Okay.
Anyway, turns out the clue was about Medusa. So let me read you Coulson's powers. let me tell you a little bit about the woman previously known as Anoia Queen. The resolute Anoia Queen. It is, she's yellow, she's red, and I'm stalling, purple. This is her yellow ability. It's a passive. It costs you zero yellow. Whenever an attack, protect, or strike tile is matched, If it was friendly, you get a burst of 190 health. If it was an enemy tile, you gain 1 AP in purple, blue, or green. First, the health goes up, then the health and AP goes up, then health and AP. So you get a burst of 1,298 health and 3 AP in purple, blue, or green. Power number two, Entangled. This is, you guessed it, passive. It's red, costs you 0 red AP. Every turn, if one does not exist, create a two-turn countdown tile that deals 83 damage every turn. If this tile gets destroyed, create two strength 40 attack tiles. As it goes up, it goes from a two-turn to a three-turn to a four-turn, does more damage, and becomes better attack tiles. So, at max level, you are creating a four-turn countdown tile that deals 664 damage per turn, and if it's matched away, it becomes two strength 333 attack tiles. Lastly, Hair Metal. She swaps 16... Oh, it costs you 10 purple. I'm so sorry. And then she swaps around the board 16 pairs of random tiles, stealing any swapped enemy strike tiles. Ooh. First, she can start stealing more protect tiles as well. Then she improves stolen tiles by 132. Then she can steal attack tiles, and she improves stolen tiles by 221. So 16 random tiles, stealing swapped enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles and improving them by 431 is the goal. Man, yeah, I had no memory of her as a character and didn't know any of her powers. You are not kidding. She was, until he got, ruined,
yeah.
He was meant to be paired up with Carnage.
Yeah, her and Carnage were a wrecking machine.
Oh, that's a mess.
You got so much healing and so much AP just constantly flowing through, right. And you teamed them up with Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I still don't like him.
Because it's got him blue and stuff, so then he had his stun going off, and it was
right.
It was gold.
Right, just that tile swapping and stealing all those enemy striking tiles
so much,
that are out there.
It was so much healing and so much stuff, it was just ridiculous.
That's fun. Boy, I don't even know. Let's see.
This was actually a very difficult one.
Yeah. Again, I know very little about proper builds, so I'm just going to try to pull from what I have learned from other players. I'm going to assume that the Resolute Queen, the yellow one we talked about first, is important because AP generation is important. So let's place that at a 5. Although no one likes healing, so that makes me sketchy on that one. Because you're only stealing 3 AP, but you got to go to level 5 because you got to get the 3 AP steal instead of the 2. Then let's see. 535? 544?
I currently run mine at 544.
Yeah.
And she could be Royals. Royals. She could be the Queen Bee.
I'm usually on board. Sometimes they run a little long, but I am so eager to never hear you sing Lord again.
I am Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Yeah, let's see. Swapping 16, strike, attack, protect. Yeah, because you can leave Hair Metal at 4. Because you can still get every variety of tile once you're at 4, and you don't necessarily need that improvement bump. And then Entangled just seems like a meh power.
Hmm.
Yeah, 544. You heard it here first. And by first, I mean months after she was released.
I currently run her at 444, because that's what I have. She right. is my first character that I have ever had at 444. Like, I need one more cover, and it doesn't matter what cover it is. That's never happened before.
Cool.
But
I can't wait to get the token opening now.
So, yeah, I have no idea how I'm gonna build her. Because I really think Hair Metal, improving the tiles that you steal by 431, it's really good. But see, to me, it depends on who you're fighting against.
Right.
If you're fighting against someone that's putting out a bunch of special tiles themselves, then I think Hair Metal is more important. So, yeah, I might have to fluctuate her all over the place.
Well, there you go. That's my best guess, our best guess. Craig, did we get any input from you?
I said I run mine at 544.
Okay, there you go. That is the featured character of the week, formerly known as Anoia Queen, forever known as Medusa.
The queen herself. All right, who's got what's on the vines?
Empty. I deleted everything on my Vine before we started the show so that I could just say that.
Hey, I have a super sad story.
Oh, man. I'm tearing up already. Hit me.
I had two fiddle faddles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took too long. That. One just expired about 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
that was sad.
Yeah, I can. The only thing I can think to compensate you is next time I see you, I will provide you with actual fiddle faddle.
A whole bunch of fiddle faddle?
No, just a box.
Mm. That is disappointing.
My mind is a complete disaster. I've got a wasp, a Sheathor, a Mordo, a Rai-Rai, and a four-star blade.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's ugly.
Yeah, get in there. Open more tokens.
Well, I finally got 13 covers for Wasp, thanks to the progression rewards. However, I don't have the 300-whatever-thousand ISO.
Mm.
So I have 100,000 ISO, so I need to get
How much time do you have on Wasp?
Two days and 17 hours. It'll be close.
All right. Yeah, it should be. Jam it out during that Thanos event, see if that can get you some.
So apart from the cage that I just lost, I do have another Luke cage. I have a blue Mordo that I can't use because I have him at 552. And I thought I had somebody else, but now I don't know who it is. I guess that's it. And the rest are just two stars. I am stuck on Craig's Steve Rogers. I cannot get the cover that I need for
him. You can't. Oh, is it yellow?
It is. Well, actually, I could use yellow or blue.
Okay.
But I have him at 3 yellow and 4 blue. So just can't get there. So they're going to start expiring here in the next day, which blows. But
I want that sound effect. It was just funny.
So I have 19 covers in the Dying on the Vine, but most of them are two stars. So
yeah, I got a bunch of those. I just kept them all.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you about Quarks. And I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, Quarks, man. He'll get you.
All right. So I'm going to interject with one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where I answer questions that were asked to me back at the beginning of the show. So Cyclops, I have him at a 5-2-3, and the Thing is at a 2-1-4. So I was pretty close.
Well, Cyclops, that might be winnable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I won last time by, you know, he's got with called shot and, you know, he can the board management and doing enough damage and stealing all the red away from Hulkbuster. No problems. I'm optimistic.
Nice.
That's it.
All right. Anybody get anything exciting this week?
Yeah, I want to say yes. Some of my champion 3-stars are still at a low enough level that they're only now starting to produce their first cover.
Mm.
So I want to say this, whenever Magneto Day was in Deadpool Daily, he gave me a blue Professor Xavier, which I needed.
Very cool.
That is all.
Mine was all Wasp covers. So wow. I had 2 Wasp covers dying on the vine, and then they just kept giving me Wasp. So she has surpassed my champion Star-Lord, Ghost Rider, and Moon Knight, and has gone straight up to level 273.
Oh, very good.
And she is amazing now. The way she pumps friendly strike tiles, I'm doing just like match 3 for 10,000 points of damage. Like, it's really insane. But,
oh, yeah, she's buffed in this event, so she's
right.
Way up
she is buffed, and I'm using her with Blade, who constantly just throws out the strike tiles. And then as soon as I get 10 yellow, I convert them to shield, and then convert them back
to back.
Yeah.
I like that game.
It becomes nasty real quick.
So yeah, the Wasp covers from the progression was my good stuff. Let's open some stuff. Brought to you as always, except maybe not, by this guy.
Well, maybe not always, but still.
Right. A shout out to the super sponsor, this guy.
Yeah, go Gene. Crushing it at our Star Wars game, by the way. He is leveling up people to 7 stars like they're going out of style and just bringing his A game every team challenge.
Nice.
So, thanks, Celebrity Psychic.
All right, who's going first?
Probably me. It's been a while. And I have a mystery one that, because I was at 1 latest legend token, and then I won with Professor X, and now I'm at 3. So I don't know where this extra latest legend token came from. Could have been from the daily rewards. I'm not sure, but I'm going to open one of them anyway. And let's give Hawkeye a good old-fashioned eye poking. Oh, well, that was correct. Well, not really. I wanted a 4-star, but I did get a glorious 5-star.
Darn you.
Thanos. Infinite power.
The Hands of Fate.
Yep. I'm going to be excited about that and add that to my Thanos right now.
Nice. All right. I've got 2.
Sure.
I'm going to poke him in the chest because he looks like a punk.
Do it, Doug.
I got a 4-star.
Annoy a queen.
Rai Rai Will I Ams.
Oh, okay. Usable?
Probably. I don't think I have that many of her. We're going to do the other one. It is another 4-star.
Annoy a queen.
Hair metal.
Yes!
13th cover.
There you go.
Awesome! I am dope.
Rai Rai is actually up to a 5-2-4, so she's climbing a lot faster than I thought she was. But it was a usable green, so that's nice. And yeah, that takes Medusa up to 13 covers, so I'm going to wait for the 14th to champion her, because I just championed Wasps, and now I got to build up some ISO.
Yeah. All right. I got to get some cliff here. Sadly, a 4-star. It is a Jessica Drew Spider-Woman seeking redemption.
Hey, you have her championed.
Do I?
I no, thank I you. But Ray did. One of you do.
Oh, Ray I definitely do.
Oh, might have been
oh,
Ray.
Oh, that
then.
Got her to 5-5-3.
There you go.
Woo! I ain't got that kind of ISOs.
That's 2 in a row. Good job, guys. That definitely gets a bang bang.
Donkey D said, Ian says, do it, Doug, drink. And about 5 seconds later, he said, dope, drink.
I didn't know that was part of the drinking game.
Apparently it is. Or maybe he just likes drinking.
Yeah. So that's brought to you by this guy.
Woo!
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh my goodness. The ever-growing, ever-popular, soon-to-be-named network, which is available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can check out this and many, many other fine podcasts to fill your commute with lots of great, fun, or informative shows. Those aren't necessarily exclusive descriptors of the shows in particular. They can be both informative and great fun. Some include me, some include Ray, some occasionally include Craig. So please feel free to explore. You can check out our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, for a direct link to any of the individual shows, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Well, bien. I think that's all Gracias. We got. You got anything else? Everybody good?
Probably okay. I feel fulfilled by this episode.
All right, then.
Of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us once again here at the good old Puzzle Warriors 3. As always, go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get you the podcast over where you like to get your podcasts. Comments, suggestions, what have you, you can leave on the Discuss feature on our webpage. Send us an email. Hit us up on the Twitter or put it on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Whew. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to the Amazon banner, top of our webpage, you buy something, we get some love.
I hear you can get Doritos there.
Tomorrow, Doritos, bags of Doritos.
If you're hungry for Doritos,
yeah, tomorrow.
Click on our link. Click on our link and buy yourself some Doritos.
If you're hungry for Doritos, go to PuzzleWarriors3.com.
Give me some Doritos!
Good reference.
Become one of our sweet patrons, where you could sponsor some segment of this show. We like that. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself a t-shirt or a coffee mug or some such. I think that's it. So goodbye for now.
Treat yourself to some Cinco de Mayo merchandise with our name on it.
Yeah. Why not? And so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that surfboard, it's like cosmically rad.
It's a radical biker. He's the pizza
man.
Oh, man,
I love that game.
I know. That was mostly for you.
Man, Dave Birchall and I spent...
I was going to say, that was mostly for you and Dave Birchall.
Yeah, exactly. We played that game. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.